Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Oh, baby, this is the day we finally find out who is going to live rent-free for an entire year at 8 o'clock this morning. Talk about a Friday. That's the best that could be the best Friday you ever have. If you're the winner, I don't know how you top this Friday.
You can't.
That's true. Does that mean that every Friday after this Friday is going to be worse?
Well, I think you'll live in the afterglow. So it's not worse. It'll be better. Think about it. You're not paying rent. That's a pretty good Friday as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So, checking in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind today?
Hey, do you want that one, the castle in Mississauga?
Yes.
I kind of do. There's one for sale for $4.5 million. It's 1357 Mississauga Road. I guess it's super famous within the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It has a bunch of grumpy gargoyles and secret passageways, along with stained glass and figures carved into wood throughout the home.
I had a look at the place, and you always look at, they sell these things and they take the pictures when it's sunny outside.
Yeah.
But my thing is always, when you see those sort of old mansions,
yeah.
You know that, because it's got like dark wood everywhere,
yeah.
And I'm always thinking about, it's 2 a.m. and I need to go down for a snack.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified of my own house.
Oh, yeah. It's haunted for sure. Yeah.
Like, it's for sure haunted.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know it's haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm going to ignore the fact that this is haunted and spend $4.5 million on it.
And it's a Mississauga ghost.
Oh.
So
oh,
that man. Says a lot.
Cute ghost.
Upset that it's not a Toronto ghost, maybe?
Yeah. But feeling good that it's not a Brampton ghost.
Sorry, I'm just taking shots at the 905 here. Hey, Jax, what's up with you?
Some celebrities don't do anything with their money and privilege. And some celebrities really, really do. And I want to give a big old shout out to Selena Gomez. She just launched an innovative mental fitness company helping out with mental health. She said the goal is to create a world where caring for your mental health is destigmatized and democratized. So she's putting a ton of money and time into that. So shout out to Selena. She's doing
good
things.
Yeah. She's always done good things.
Always,
hey,
like
producer
her.
Leah, what's going on with you?
Okay, I'm going to Prince Edward County this weekend.
Yeah.
Never been, have no idea what it's going to be like, but we're staying in a chalet. My friend has a hookup.
Uh-oh.
And so I don't know. I'm important, I feel.
I have a question.
Okay.
What is the difference between a cottage and a chalet?
First of all, it's pronounced chalet. And I think a chalet is surrounded by snow or hills.
A chalet costs more money is what I think it is.
Is that what it is?
I think
just
so.
A richer cottage?
Yeah, just a fancier cottage.
Okay, well, good for you.
That's why I'm important.
I'm sure you're going because it's not romantic at all, right?
No.
Yeah, of course.
It's a girls' weekend.
It's a girls' weekend.
It could still be romantic.
Girls? I have friends, by the way. I know I only talk about RJ.
I mean, you don't act
friends.
Like it.
That's going to get wild, Leah.
Just
good luck.
RJ and Leah and nobody else.
That's right.
I have a question. Chalet Cottage.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a wolf and a coyote? We'll get to it next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How many times have you driven to work and seen a big, scary dog?
I actually saw a fox this morning.
Okay, that's not a big, scary dog, though. Those are cute.
They are cute, but I don't know, that could be a little scary.
I think you just wanted to say something here. Didn't you?
I contributed.
I see coyotes quite often on my way into work.
So, okay, this is what I wanted to ask, because the coyote I saw this morning on Lakeshore, bigger than a fox, believe it or not. Less orange, too.
Right on Lakeshore.
Right on Lakeshore, across, the four lanes. To me, I'm convinced it's a wolf. Because every wolf I've ever seen in a movie, it looks like a wolf.
Yeah.
So this thing had to be close to, like, where my waist is in terms of height.
That's huge.
Oh, okay, that's big.
Big boy.
Yeah.
And he was gray, and he had pointy ears, and was majestic looking.
Yeah.
But, like, I always thought coyotes were just smaller wolves, right?
So coyotes do have tall, pointed ears. I do. Okay, so fun fact. When I lived in Alberta, I went to a wolf dog sanctuary.
Oh, okay.
I guess in Alberta, they have
that's
a problem
cool.
where they would breed your crossbreed dogs with wolves, and sometimes the dogs would be, or the wolf dog would be too much, so they have to take them to the sanctuary. And some were more dog than wolf, and some were more wolf than dogs. And they started telling you some of the differences.
Oh,
and I
God.
Guess some of the main differences is that coyotes are a bit bigger.
Yeah.
Or pardon me, wolves are a bit bigger than coyotes, and coyotes have smaller paws and a pointed nose,
where
a wolf has more of a rounded nose, and the way it walks. Now this part they didn't say for sure. This is just my observation.
Okay.
So making it up as I go.
Okay.
Now.
Okay. All right.
A coyote tends to bounce when it walks.
Oh, it does the trot?
Yes.
Okay.
Where a wolf walks like it's about to mess you up.
Interesting.
Only Alberta is breeding wolf dogs.
No, it is a problem. I've seen it on TikTok too, right? Like the there's a guy who runs like a wolf dog sanctuary. Yeah. It happens all over
North
America.
Sounds like a sports team. Wolf dogs.
Yeah, yeah. I scratched their bellies. It was
fun.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, because then I think I saw a coyote then, but this is the big. It was Great Dane sized.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Maybe you saw a wolf.
I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know if there's wolves just hanging around in downtown Toronto.
In the East End.
Did it look like it would be on the t-shirt you could buy at the gas station?
No, it did look like that. That's why I thought it might be a wolf. Yeah. And so my thinking was, because I remember like in Scarborough where I grew up, there was a park at Port Union Lawrence called Adams Park. And it was just down the street from where we lived. And we used to take our dog in there.
Yeah.
And in the morning, sometimes you would see coyotes, right? And you got to get your dog on the leash if you see a coyote because they can go after your dog.
Yeah.
But my thing was, if I saw that and I'm out on the street, I am flipping terrified.
Yeah.
And it's not because, like, I don't think they're going to come up to, but that thing, if it wants to, you're done. It wins.
But they say, because I ran into them, remember back in June, and people texted in, and you aren't supposed to run, and you're not supposed to look scared.
What are you supposed to do?
If you see, like,
a coyote
in the city, or, like, any large animal, you're supposed to put your hands up and look intimidating, but don't move. Like, just put, like, make yourself as big as possible, but don't run. Don't move forward. Don't move backwards. Don't run. So, naturally, what I did with my Pomeranian is I ran.
And Jax's job is to look intimidating.
Yeah. It's like,
how's she going?
I'm 4 foot two, and I'm going to raise my hands up. I'll be 4 foot six.
Yeah. No.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's a Barney documentary coming out. TJ mentioned this a couple of days ago. And the show that you saw on screen was a little bit chaotic behind the scenes.
So it's going to be on Peacock, which is NBC streaming service, which means we're going to have to get creative watching it up here.
Yeah. I think Crave will have it.
Oh, praise be. But apparently Barney and Friends might have been a happy family on screen, but according to the description, apparently things weren't quite so cheery for the purple dinosaur behind the scenes.
Oh.
Nearly 30 years since Barney made his debut on PBS. They're doing a documentary about him, and it will examine the, quote, rock star-like trajectory of Barney the dinosaur, who captured the hearts of millions of children and then became the target of hate and rage across pop culture.
Wow. Oh.
Even hearing this song fills me with rage. I get it.
It makes me feel good.
No, it memories.
Yeah.
So there was hate and rage.
Yeah.
So I would really love to know, because remember, I remember as kids, the whole thing was like on the schoolyard to be like, yeah, you know that the guy that plays Barney actually smokes.
Yeah.
That was the big thing in my at Centennial Road Public School in Scarborough. It was like, did you know that he just sits there and he smokes and he doesn't like kids?
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. It was like, oh, man. In grade one, you were like, what?
Yeah. Why can't we have anything good?
It's not true.
And he's super into crypto, too. Yeah.
There's a member of this show that could have found out firsthand. And that is producer Leah.
Yeah. Oh.
You auditioned for Barney the Dinosaur.
Yeah. My mom thought I was going to be a star from very, very early on.
She was right.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to where she thought I was going to be.
You're doing great.
No, thank you. Yeah. Finally, after 34 years. Yeah. But when I was around 6 or 7, she's like, this kid's got it. So she got me an agent. And really young.
Yeah.
And I auditioned for all these commercials, and I got the commercials, but my mom said, no, there's more to it. There's more to you than
stop that. Stop slumming it.
Yeah, stop it with the commercials. Yeah. Let's get big time.
Stage mom.
Right? Yeah. So, I got an audition for Barney's Great Adventure. It's a movie in 1998.
Incredible.
And I auditioned for Marcella, the little black girl in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you got, how far did you get? Because it was pretty tight.
I got round three.
Which is the last round.
Yeah, but
not quite.
Didn't.
Does that hurt more or less than not making it at all?
Well, at the
or than actually making it?
At the time, my mom kept saying, like, we can't be negative, so you got this, you got this. Yeah. And in my heart and in my head, I actually thought I got it because she kept telling me I got it. So I thought I got it until the moment.
And
get it.
How do you break it to it? Because I remember remember when you'd try out for like the volleyball team in high school?
Yeah.
And there'd just be like a sheet?
Yeah.
So nobody would have to say who was cut. It was just here's who made it.
Yeah.
And the rest of you suckers.
Yeah.
How did they do it for you guys? How did they tell a 6-year-old, sorry, you're just not good enough?
So they didn't tell me directly. They told my mother.
Oh.
Yeah, because I don't know what's going on.
And how'd your mom tell you? Do you remember that moment?
She just said, you're destined for greater.
Oh,
but that's nice.
That's a supportive mom.
Yeah, but then also I didn't get it, right?
Right.
And I still didn't understand what she meant until I saw Marcella on the screen and it wasn't me.
Oh, Adam, you have a saying, Adam, that always helps. What's for you? What
will not go by you.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to add like fuel to the fire here, Leah, about like what could have been, but the person who played Marcella, is someone named Kyla Pratt, who's a very prominent actress. And starred in all was in all three Dr. Doolittle movies. Was also in Fat Albert.
And some
Christmas movies as well. So I don't want to say that you lost out, but
I think you're better off.
But welcome to the show.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What did your parents want you to be? Like, are you doing the thing that your parents wanted you to do, or are you doing the thing that you wanted you to do? Because I know producer Leah, her mom thought she was going to be a star. And by the way, producer Leah is a star.
You are.
In your eyes.
We're just realizing this later in life.
Yes.
Because the little girl that beat you out for Barney the Dinosaur ended up in all the Dr. Doolittle movies.
All of them. She's
Penny
from the Proud Family. That's a big deal.
Wow.
That was a pretty big get.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do.
So that could have been Leah.
Yep.
But Leah, your mom always believed that you had something. You had a magnetism. And I don't think she's wrong.
She's not.
Then what happened?
You're a star.
Well, you're a producer. I mean, we're not that bad to produce, are we?
That's true. Jeez. I keep putting you guys down indirectly. I'm sorry.
Wow. Hurt. Not really.
If anything, Penny from the Proud Family is going, oh my God, I can't believe Leah gets to be on Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Yeah.
What? You think so?
No. Now, I want to know, 999-999, let us know if this is you, okay? So your parents wanted you to be one thing and you became another.
Okay.
What did your parents want you guys to be?
Out of the house.
At 18.
Honestly, my mom was very much like Leah's mom in that she thought I was always going to do something different or something within
entertainment wise.
Yeah.
Because she said when I was like 4, during like my brother and sister's assemblies, like, you know, when they would bring you in, they'd wheel you in for the Christmas assemblies where all the kids would sing their little song and then they would wheel them off the stage. Well, in between like people setting up, I would go up on the stage apparently and like just talk like baby talk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just trying to like, get people's attention. So even at the age of 3, I was still trying to make it all about me.
Hey. You know what it is? We tease you about that, but that's a third child thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're third in line, my mom's third child. And it's like you have to, my mom has no baby pictures because her parents just gave up.
Yeah.
No.
It's too many photos.
They're like, this is too much. Yeah. This is way too much. Whatever. We got the first two. We're good. And so, you know, I think she's really funny. I think you're really funny. Third children are always the ones fighting for attention, and that's why they become such great storytellers, right? So that's really interesting.
It's really cute.
What did your mom want you to be?
My mom wanted me to be a teacher, but it's what my dad wanted me to be a professional golf player.
Oh, really? You're a good golfer, and your dad
I'm an okay golfer. My dad was a professional golf player. He was on the CPGA for years, but he really wanted me to be in the LPGA. And I was really into golf until I was about 13 or 14, and then I started smoking weed and stopped. Uh-huh. And he was really upset. Just so much potential here, you know? He was so disappointed.
Aww.
So sorry,
you
Dad.
Gotta want it, right?
Oh, yeah. And to golf, that's a lot of discipline.
If you want to be an athlete, like, it's so funny. One of my friends runs a gym, and it's a high-end gym here in Toronto. And they have training programs for kids to get them ready and that sort of thing. And it's obviously, like, rich parents. And they say, like, listen, you could tell the kids that are going to do something and the kids that aren't. And it has nothing to do with skill level. It's everything to do with the kids that are obsessed with it. It's the only thing they can relate to people on. It's the only thing they can talk about. It's unhealthy.
Those
are the kids that make it.
It's fixated.
You talk to, like, Sidney Crosby, who's one of the best hockey players in the world. He can't talk about anything else.
Yeah.
Hockey literally is it.
Also, even people I know, because he's from Nova Scotia, people I know that know him, like, don't know him from high school because he didn't talk to anybody. He didn't talk to anybody in junior high school. He doesn't. Nobody knows anything about him because he only played hockey.
Yeah.
And I heard that about Tiger Woods as well.
Yeah.
100%.
Just involved in it altogether.
So you date someone like that, it's like you're going to talk about golf with Tiger or you're not going to talk.
That's it. Yeah. That's
Adam, what did your parents want you to be? Because your mom did not want you to be in radio.
Yeah. She did not. I remember that conversation, and my mom swears this didn't happen, but I know it did because... So you know those conversations with your parents where you're like, I will remember this forever.
Yes.
And that's a little unfair to them, but I was in grade 7 and I said, well, I want to be on the radio. And she said, well, and the industry was going through a ton of changes at the time and a lot of people were losing their jobs.
Yeah.
And so she said, absolutely not. And I said, well, you don't get to choose. And she's like, well, I'm paying for your university. So, yes, I do.
Wow.
And all right. And I said, I kind of like, you're 13, right? So you're kind of thumbing your nose at your parents anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I basically was like, well, no, this is what I'm going to do. And she fought me every step of the way. And in fact, when I started interning at a radio station, I interned at Chum. I didn't get it through her. I had to email the evening jock mm-hmm. and say, hey, we met each other once. Can I come in one night? And then I just kept asking to come in and basically forced my way in the door.
Wow. Because,
and my mom, I remember my mom saying to me, she's like, this is where I work.
Yeah.
Do not F this up.
Wow.
You want to be where I work? This is my territory. Do not F this up. And my first... It hasn't been until I was 30.
Yeah.
The first time we got to work together, and that's here. Every other time, like I remember when I got hired in Toronto for the first time, whatever, nobody knew the connection. And that was on purpose because I wanted to be able to make it. Because, you know, if your mom's Marilyn Dennis, casts a bit of a shadow. Yeah. You gotta try to.
Yeah. I like that. That's big Marilyn energy right there.
Yeah. That's BME.
Yeah, right there.
Do not F this up.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
What?
We're about to go on the air.
Breaking news, local radio DJ embarrasses himself by scream singing Dua Lipa. We now go live to Jax Irwin for comment. Jax?
Sorry about that.
Okay. Ontario's digital IDs are getting delayed until next year, and here's why. By the way, if this is news to you, Ontario is moving in the direction of having digital IDs, so basically things that can go in your Apple wallet.
Mm.
And it was obviously pushed back because the province was trying to get the QR-coded proof of vaccination app Verify Ontario out in time, which they obviously did, but it's still going to push things back till next year. When the digital cards are launched, people will be able to prove who they are both online and in person with built-in safety features that are aimed to protect your privacy and personal info. We'll see. Hey, would you buy a dog phone that lets you call your dog at work or lets your dog call you at work?
Yes.
Listen to this. Researchers in Scotland and Finland teamed up to create a prototype device called the dog phone that lets your dog initiate video calls with you. They put a sensor in the dog toy, so anytime they shake the toy in its mouth, you get a call. There's a screen that they can see you on and a camera so you can see them. A researcher at the University of Glasgow came up with the idea and tested it out with her 10-year-old black lab, name of Zach, for 3 months. She showed him how to use it and left him alone with it every few days, and he did call her a handful of times, she says. She said she wasn't really sure if he knew what he was doing, though, but he did call.
So here's the thing.
Reggie
guys,
would call me all the time.
It's okay to let dogs just be dogs.
No,
you know, like, I love my dogs. I have two dogs.
Yeah.
But it's a dog.
Yeah, but what if they need to get in touch?
They don't.
They do.
It's a dog.
But Reggie may need help.
No.
What if they did a big stretch and no one was there to say big stretch?
Then that's what happened.
No.
We have got to get a grip.
You have no soul.
No, you need to get a grip.
We got to get a grip with the dog and the dog thing. We got to chill out of the dog thing.
Counter offer. Because here's the thing. We never get a grip.
Dog people, you need to understand that everybody else thinks we're weird, okay? You're giving us all a bad name. Non-dog people are like, what the heck is wrong with these people?
You are not a dog person.
No, I am a dog. I have two dogs. I have more dogs than anybody else on this show.
You don't speak for dog people. Yeah, but how many step dogs do you have? Because I have one.
TJ's got half a dog.
Yeah, I got half a dog.
That's funny.
Hey, Billie Eilish is going to be hosting and performing on Saturday Night Live next month, December 11th. The performance will mark Billie's first time hosting the show and her second time performing on it. She did, of course, back in 2019. After she released her mega Grammy-winning album, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Which is a question that has still been unanswered. And that's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. At 8 o'clock today, live rent-free. We're doing the draw. Could be you. For an entire year, no rent? Seriously.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How much do your dreams fuel the way you're going to be the rest of the day?
They do for a little bit, at least.
Yeah.
Right?
I want to read you a text message I just got, okay?
Right. Okay.
So, my girlfriend, Natalie, just woke up, and she said, I'm upset with you. And I was like,
Who'd you cheat on her with?
Well, apparently, she won't say who, but I cheated on her in her dream last night with somebody that she says is a close friend.
Uh-oh.
And I guess what I had done, because I'm a sniveling little weasel.
Yeah.
That's my words, not hers. is that I told the person, this is all in her dream, I told the person, hey, we have an open relationship. So this is totally fine. Natalie would be cool with it.
Okay.
And then, so I was cheating on her with her friend. And then it all came out at a big party in front of friends and family. And
Adam.
Natalie then was so angry that she just left me at the party.
A dream cheater.
Yeah. So, and this has happened before. I remember like it had to be like 6 months ago. I was like, are you okay this morning? Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm being irrational, but you really broke my heart in my dream last night. And I can't get over it.
Michelle's had that happen before. Yeah. And she's been like, she wakes up and she's mad. She knows it was a dream. She knows she's now in reality. But you can't shake that feeling, right? Like, so, you can't shake that anger. So,
can I ask you, have you ever been mad at somebody because of a dream?
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Can you tell me about the dream? What happened?
I can't remember exactly, but it was something similar where I had a dream that Val cheated on me or that something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up and I was the same thing. I was irrationally angry for like 10 minutes.
Really?
Very quiet.
And the thing is that what that can do, if you don't have the right communication styles, and I've had this happen before with people, where they're so mean, where you're like, hey, wait a second. This was a dream.
Yeah, I didn't
Please
do
remember
this.
That. Yeah. I didn't do this. You're starting a real fight
it's
over
hard,
something
though.
That didn't happen.
It's hard to snap out of that, especially when you wake up with that feeling.
Jax, tell me about yours.
I had a...
Leah, do you have one too? To line this up, okay.
I had a dream with a girlfriend in my early 20s that she had left me for my first boyfriend. Like, it was all very incestuous.
For Tyler Mott?
No, well, yeah, for Tyler, but...
For the Mott dog?
Yeah, he had already left me anyway, so that was kind of personal.
All right.
when I was 12. But no, so she had slept with him. Like, it was very personal. And I woke up livid. And she was a much more mature and like reasonable person than me, and she was trying to like talk me off the ledge, and I couldn't get out of it for like a good 5-6 hours.
That
like
is
it was
very
I was mad.
Funny. Yeah. We just got a text here from Ajax. My mom will go days without talking to my dad because of something he did in her dream.
Yeah,
Producer Leah.
Yeah. Mine's a little it's a twist. Ooh. I have a twist. I had a dream where I cheated. But RJ was okay with it.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, why are you okay with it? So I was upset with him.
How long were you upset with him for?
Still is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still
upset.
They haven't spoken in 2 weeks.
It's still going. No, I was irrationally upset for like a good hour.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, because you just have that feeling like, did it happen maybe? Or could it happen in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a premonition?
And then you get like defensive and protective over yourself, of course.
Yeah.
Text from the 416. When I was pregnant with my son, I had a dream that my husband cheated on me, and I literally kicked him out of our bed and was irrationally mad for like 2 days.
While I'm giving you your baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, come on
I feel
now.
Like when you have pregnancy brain, though, you just gotta kind of go with the flow.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So the question I have for you at 999-999 or 416-872-9999, you were irrationally mad about something your partner did to you in the dream. What did they do? And actually, if you're on the other side of it, too, if you're the person who's not being spoken to for a couple of days, hit us up as well. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Very excited to hear some of these stories.
Some unbelievable texts are already coming in.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Your partner had a dream about you. And then they were like, hey, you were a jerk in your dream, so I don't like you right now. I'm not going to talk to you for a little while. Or maybe you've done that to somebody else. Jax did it. 999-999 attacks, 416-872-9999. Let's hear it.
Nicole in the 416. I have dreams like this about my husband at least once every few months. I've now convinced him that he owes me on those mornings. And he usually makes me breakfast or something to make up for his, quote, wrongs.
Oh, no. Well, that's nice of him. At least he's willing to acknowledge he's got a problem.
Yeah. That's love, yeah. From the 519. Whenever I have a dream, my husband did something. He always takes the dogs for a walk and brings back Starbucks to cheer me up.
Oh, see, that's smart. That is a smart move.
Yes. Like, if you can manipulate this into treats, it's kind of the perfect crime, right?
You could just make it up.
Yeah.
Smart. That's not a good idea. Don't do that. Don't lie to your partner to get treats. No, I don't like that.
From the 416, I had a dream where my wife came home with McDonald's for herself only, but it seemed so real, and I was livid for hours.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
There are some people that are like, if you get food and you don't ask to get them food, they get really upset about that.
I'm like that.
There's a... What?
I'm also like that.
Are you really like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so
if you walk in with a McDonald's bag and I have to sniff those fries and there wasn't even an offer, you're dead to me.
Okay, one of my really good friends, her name's Randy Chase, was on the air here in Toronto. She's living in Red Deer now. She was an intern. She was an intern for a very prominent afternoon radio host.
Okay.
Won't tell you who, but you'd know the name.
It was okay. Me.
And this is in the early 2000s. And he used to get very upset if anybody ever ate around him and didn't offer him their food.
What, really?
Yeah, and he used to go on the air and be like,
it's like, you're getting paid more, man. Buy them food.
This is so funny.
Like, what?
And they're like 18 years old, and yeah. This guy is in his late 30s. And he's like, wow, you're gonna, like, and he would passive aggressively slide at them and be like, yeah, I just can't believe that you're going to just eat that.
They're like working for free.
Yeah. They were working for free. And the other thing, the other thing this guy used to do is he'd just jump on the air and be like, wow, sure could use some Swiss Chalet right now. Like, and hope that Swiss Chalet would drop food at the station.
But it's, I could so use some Harvey's right now, yeah. If anyone's listening.
Yeah. Gee, I really love their veggie burger.
Yeah, like, love Harvey's.
Yeah.
Love Harvey's.
Could really go for a bacon egger from A&W.
Oh, this guy went
if
crazy.
The A&W root bear is listening.
Next text.
Last one here from the 416. Adam, you're probably in trouble.
Uh-oh.
I believe your dreams are your subconscious telling you something. So while you may not have actually cheated on Natalie,
yeah,
you've done something to cause her to mistrust you.
Adam, don't trust Wild. That's what I heard.
You know, we do joke a lot about how we all have sexual tension, so maybe that's where it's coming from.
You know what? It's definitely on this show, and I blame Jax, honestly.
What?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex. Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership, for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Hey, do you want to own a castle in Mississauga?
Yeah.
Of course you do. It's at 1357 Mississauga Road. It's got everything from grumpy gargoyles to secret passageways. There are murals, stained glass windows, and figures carved into wood throughout the house. And they say that, in particular, dragons are a recurring theme. Also has 5 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. Each bedroom suite has a sitting room, a bathroom, and a veranda.
Incredible. Mm.
It's listed for $4.5 million.
Also, spooky when you wake up early in the morning.
Yeah, because, Adam, you brought up a really good point. You see these things early in the daylight, and you're like, oh, what a beautiful house.
Yeah.
But if you are walking through the bathroom and you have a candlestick in your hand, it's going to be a little bit spookier.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have gone public
with
PDA. Ooh.
Pete DA.
Aha. Ooh.
That's pretty... Pete Davidson infection. Hey. Okay.
You should just stuck with Pete.
Yeah,
PDA.
No. You, no. Yeah. End on the high.
When you make the sale, stop selling.
All right.
Anyway, they put an end to all those rumors about them dating by officially being spotted holding hands together the day out. They've been rumored to be dating since Kim appeared on SNL, mm-hmm. and I guess they shared a kiss in the scene, and they were spotted hanging out and stuff. But there was also, which I think is more of a sign that they're together, involved in one of the most bizarre and chaotic Instagram posts of all time. They were on a double date with Flava Flav and Kris Jenner.
Mm.
And they were all kind of wearing matching outfits.
Yeah.
And I think that's a sign that they're together. It's just, Pete Davidson just continues to crush it, eh? Like,
he's doing great. Good for him. Good record.
Toronto City Council is officially exploring the feasibility of providing 1 year of free rent to homeless individuals. It's a great idea. The staff are now assessing how much it would cost to provide everyone currently living in shelter, hotel shelter, and 24-hour respite centers with 1 year rent subsidies. Shelter costs have roughly doubled during the pandemic. The cost of housing one person in a shelter for a year is now running the city $40,000. So they're looking at different avenues to do this, which is not a bad idea.
Absolutely.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. 9 minutes from right now, you're going to hear somebody, maybe it's you, who will not pay rent for an entire year. Think about the financial freedom that gives you. Live rent-free. The winner! 3 songs. 8 o'clock. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Adele.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 0 right now, although it feels like -6. 6 degrees for the high. Sunny day. Looking like kind of the same for the weekend, maybe a little bit of rain here and there. And depending upon where you live in the city, I guess Sunday's a little bit more wet. But if you're in Barrie, usually means snow. If it's a little bit of rain in the forecast, if you're outside in Durham region, it usually means snow. For us in Toronto, we'll just probably get a little bit of rain. And
weird,
it'll be a cozy
cold,
day.
Sad rain.
Yeah, we get cold, sad rain. They get snow. So listen, for the last 6 weeks, we've asked you to do something. And we've asked you to do it six times daily.
Mm-hmm.
And that is enter to live rent-free. We did it at 6. We did it at 8. We did it at 10. We did it at 12 and 2 and 4 and 6. I guess that's 7 times. My brain doesn't work properly.
It's no, okay. It's
times.
Friday.
It's 6 times. Anyway.
We did ask you to do it multiple times.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? It was a lot. And the reason for this is we wanted you to live rent-free. We wanted to help you with your rent for an entire year. And today, it's time to decide who gets it. Which brings us to Chanel. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How's your day going?
Really well now.
Why?
Because I got a call from you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
Were you hoping that we were going to be giving you a ring this morning?
I was. Mm-hmm. I really was.
We were actually just calling because Jax needed to get some more information from you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's your sign?
A Libra.
Chanel, congratulations. You are living rent-free.
Yeah! Yeah! So
tell us about your life. Tell us what this does for you.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. this helps out a great deal. I actually just moved in October.
Wow.
To be closer to my son's school.
Okay, yeah.
So this really helps me out more than you guys know. This is amazing.
You could text your landlord and just say LOL.
Yeah, I don't know how do I explain this. Wow, this is great, you guys.
You go buy
Thank
yourself
you so
a
much.
Treat and that's the first step.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Enjoy the next year rent free.
Thank you guys so much. I can't explain how thankful I am.
And you know what? You don't have to. You don't have to. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. Everybody is happy for Chanel this morning.
Yes.
We're already getting text messages pouring in and saying, hey, congrats, Chanel. I entered the contest, but so glad it went
sweet
to you.
Sweet Chanel.
Amazing, right?
I love Chanel.
That.
So
sweet.
I love the camaraderie of the people that listen to this radio station.
Family.
It's so amazing. Yeah, it really does feel that way. So that's amazing. And here's the thing. I'm keeping the music going because
hell yeah.
I would like to announce our next contest, if that's okay with you.
Yes, please.
And it means you and a four-day work week. Virgin
what?
Radio's 4-day work week. If you're tired of working every Friday, I mean, what are we even doing today, right? We shouldn't be going to work. We should sit at home in our pajamas.
I've been checked out since I got here.
100%. We can tell.
Yeah.
starting Monday, you could be enjoying an extra long weekend every single weekend for an entire year. So you can be like Chanel. She's not paying rent.
Nope.
You're not working.
Nope.
Virgin Radio's 4-day work week. Here's what you need to do. You're going to text the keyword payday and your name to 999999. Don't do it right now because it doesn't start till Monday. Your times for Monday, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. It's only 4 times daily. If we call out your name, you're going to have 9 minutes to call us back. And we will instantly give you $250 so you can take Friday off. Then on Friday, December the 3rd, which is not long from right now, we are going to call you our grand prize winner.
Yes.
And we're going to give you 4-day work weeks for an entire year. It's Virgin Radio's 4-day work week. 99.9 Virgin Radio is the only place that's going to give it to you. And that starts Monday. You want details? They're at 99.9virginradio.ca.
Woo!
So think about what you're going to do next Friday because you have it off. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You text us. Sometimes we call you back. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, you guys. Hi, how are you?
We're good. So we read your text and it said, hey, just want to say good morning to you all. I moved here from the Okanagan a few months ago, and other than my partner, you guys are the only people that I, quote, know here. I spend all day listening to Virgin Radio on my Google Home, so I feel like we're friends.
Aww,
happy Friday.
Yeah. You're so sweet.
Yeah, you guys, like, I listen to you every morning, and my boyfriend's a huge fan of your podcast, Adam, so, like...
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I feel like I know you guys. You're the only people I know in Ontario.
Hey, we're so officially sweet. Friends now.
Yeah,
this is amazing.
That means that Jax is going to have you over at her personal home for dinner.
Oh, yay. What are we making?
What's Jax making for you?
Yeah. What do you like? What's your favorite food?
I'm a big fan of Kraft dinner. Ramen.
I can do that.
Oh,
yep.
Beautiful. No,
yeah. Jax is an unbelievable cook, so it would be gourmet.
Serious question
amazing.
For you, Heather. You moved here from the Okanagan. They call Kelowna, California. Because it's so beautiful and beaches.
Yeah, I'm from Summerland, so just down the road, yeah.
So why did you move here?
Because my boyfriend is here.
Ah, jerk.
Moved across the country.
Wow, how did you guys meet?
Oh my gosh, do you like love stories?
Yes.
Yeah,
we love love stories.
Love them. Oh my gosh, so like about 10 years ago, we actually met playing Call of Duty.
Oh, what? Oh,
that's so cool.
I love this story.
Oh my God, I was living in Alberta and he was here. We were both married to other people and we just stayed friends, you know, for all these years.
Yeah,
and our marriages,
you
know, didn't work out. And found ourselves both single a couple of years ago. So I was flying back and forth for a bit. And then the pandemic happened and you're kind of like, wow, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Life short.
Let's just do it. So I, packed up and moved across the country.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Who's better at Call of Duty, though?
Oh, good question.
Oh, my gosh. Totally me.
What? Yeah, that's the right answer.
There's nothing like falling in love and shooting people in the head.
Yeah.
The online.
The
okay.
Old
COD.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Sounds like you are. Well, listen, congratulations. Welcome to the city. We're so happy to have you here, and thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you so much. I love it here, and you guys are great
we
every day, so
you.
It makes it a lot easier to transition.
We love you, Heather.
Ciao, Heather.
Ciao, Heather.
Great. Have a great day, guys.
Oh, that was so nice to meet Heather.
Isn't she nice?
Love Heather.
She did not chow TJ back, though.
No.
He chowed, and she didn't chow back.
I, you know, sometimes chow giveth, but sometimes chow taketh away.
You're going to be upset at that, about that.
I'm going to think about it all weekend.
He already is.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you planning a vacation? Isn't it kind of cool to think that you can? Like, we could just drive to the States now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, I know that sounds really weird, but, like, think about what it was like when we couldn't, right? For a long, long, long time.
Many moons.
And, in fact, you can go to the States now for 3 days and come back and not have to take a PCR test.
That's
if you're
so
fully
wild.
Vaccinated. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
So, Jax has got her vacation planned.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
My girlfriend Michelle and I are going to Costa Rica at the end of January, early February. We're going for a week. And I'm really excited. We've never traveled together. We started dating at the very beginning of the pandemic, so we've never done...
I've never traveled with my girlfriend either.
Right. It's weird. We've never done... Like, we've done overnights, but we've never really traveled. And it's great that we're going on all-inclusive to where there's water, because Michelle can't swim.
Oh, yeah!
She can't swim.
But you were thinking... You were looking up, like... we were talking yesterday.
Yeah.
We're like, we want to get to the kind of level. And this is a... I was like, I want to be the kind of rich.
Yeah.
And I am not rich. But I'd like to be the kind of person who's like, I'm going to go stay at a hotel and pay for every meal.
Yeah, can you imagine?
You know, like, you were talking about scanning places, and if it's breakfast only, forget it.
Oh,
I need all-inclusive, baby.
If there's European plan, I'm like, all right, I'm not in the right place.
Is that
here.
What it's called? It's the European
plan? There's like breakfast only. I think European only is, our European plan is breakfast and lunch maybe, but dinner's not covered. But I'm doing all inclusive.
Of course.
But I'm looking at different excursions like horseback riding, and I'd like to go on the banana boats. And I really want to live, guys. I just want to live.
And Michelle wants to do none of the horseback
riding. None of these. She's interested in getting a massage, maybe going for a hike.
No,
so
TJ,
it's gonna be great.
You're kind of planning something similar at Christmas, right?
It's been planned. It's been planned since July.
Yeah.
Val and I are flying out on Christmas Day. And we come back on New Year's Day, and we're going to the Dominican. We're staying in an all-inclusive.
Amazing, yeah.
And our families were thrilled to hear that we weren't going to be there during the holidays. We're basically like one of those Christmas movies where everyone's like, we're not doing Christmas this year.
And then
we're
gone.
And then hijinks is going to happen leading up.
I have flown on Christmas Day. It's pretty sweet.
It's so
sweet.
Go ahead.
And Val's kind of the same way, because she likes to do activities.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of put a narrative in her head. Because I don't like to do anything when I'm on vacation. Like, I don't know if we're going to be able to do much because of COVID.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, that's so true. So I'm like, I guess we can't do any excursions. And
no,
we just have to sit on the beach for a week.
Now, producer Leah, you have a thing about all-inclusives, which is you don't like them after day three.
No. Feels like Groundhog Day.
It does.
It's the same repetitive scenario every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great for the first 3 days because, of course, it's something different from Canada where it's like warm and you're on a beach and you're drinking all you can drink. But then after 3 days, it's what else you got going on?
But we discussed this yesterday. That's how they get you, because the price is the same for 3 days as it is for seven. So you're like, why don't I just go for seven?
So you just 100%. End up going for seven. But then you get bored. Am I wrong?
How do you get bored sitting on a beach reading and listening to the ocean?
Because it's the fourth day of doing it.
Yeah.
No.
So we just got a couple text messages. Lots of people saying, hey, we're going going to Jamaica finally.
Yeah, amazing.
Jax, you're going to love Costa Rica. My grandparents used to live there. Adam, I'm not Mr. Rich. okay, Mr. I take the 407.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kayla.
Why don't you adjust your monocle and come talk to us peasants?
So one of the things we were talking about, though, is just wild, because you forget sometimes how wild and all-inclusive can be and how much trouble you can get into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know that TJ almost got kicked out of one.
I did, yeah. There was a fountain. And after a few drinks, or cervezas, as we like to call them when we're in the resort, I tried to climb a four-tier fountain.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody from security said, stop climbing that. And I said, not a direct quote, but the gist was, I paid a lot of money to be here. And then they said, you're going to pay a lot of money to stay somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then I promptly climbed back down.
So
don't mess with them.
So this is what we want. 999-99. We want your the all-inclusive story you could remember the most, whatever it is. Now, I've stated a few as well, obviously, like, you know, Mexico and Barbados and stuff. Barbados is one of my favorite places in the world. And I went in February of 2020. And on the news, they had CNN International. They're talking about this thing that you know, the Americans have shut down flights to China for some reason, this coronavirus thing, right? That's what it was sort of just percolating. But what a lot of people didn't know is that my wife and I had split like 6 weeks before that, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm, and it's great timing that our music bed ran out here, but so I go because I was like, it was quite stressful, right? Yeah. So I went by myself and took a week, and she was, you know, my ex was really good about it. She's like, yeah, absolutely go and take your time and I'll do another week later on.
Yeah.
Little did we know there'd be a pandemic. And it was sort of one of those where it's, you need to get away, you need to clear your head. And I hadn't been on vacation by myself in a long time. And I love that. I love going on vacation by myself.
Same.
7 days, Barbados. First day I show up, it's Valentine's Day.
Oh,
shut up on Valentine's Day. Now, and I didn't do my research. I'm really bad at planning. And so I didn't do my research on the all-inclusive I was staying at. All I knew was that it was an all-inclusive, and it was sort of one of the last places available.
Yeah.
So I get there, and all the tables are set for Valentine's Day. I'm like, well, that's no problem, because it's an all-inclusive. I'll just take my food up to the room.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, not only do they not allow that,
what?
But they only serve food from one time to another, and you actually had to book your reservation at the all-inclusive to sit down. And they're not moving particularly quickly on the Valentine's Day dinner. So I go, I sit down and I am by myself.
Yeah.
And the table is set for two and there are roses.
No.
All the place settings are red.
Wait.
There are rose petals on the ground. It's beautiful. They did an amazing job.
When they sit you down, you say table for one. Do they come and take the little plate away across from you?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
So
it's just sort of, I was like, okay. And they're like, yo, just for one. I'm like, yep, just me.
It's just you and your divorce.
And it was the longest.
Go for dinner.
I'm fine to go to a movie by myself, eat by myself, whatever, vacation by myself, clearly. But it was the longest. It was the longest dinner. And they kept kind of sitting there and everybody's kind of looking over at me like, single guy, huh?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, welcome to being single again. It was wild. And then I got down there at 7 o'clock, dinner finished for me.
Yeah.
Like it was two or three courses and it was, you know, it wasn't anything. It was like a salad.
Yeah.
And I got up at 10 p.m. So I spent Valentine's Day by myself. Just my first day, I'm like, I just want to relax. And I'm like reading Twitter the entire time because I didn't know what else to do.
I don't know. You'll never forget that. And I also kind of like,
I don't think you'll ever forget it.
But not in a bad way. I kind of love that for you. Like, that's awful, but it's also kind of empowering in a weird way.
Was it? It was empowering later in the week. That was not empowering.
Yeah.
I was like, this is pretty sad.
Sad is nice sometimes, though.
No. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We can start talking about these again because we can start planning them again. All-inclusives.
Woo!
And you're like, oh my God, it was so much fun. And then you go, oh my God, I almost got kicked off the resort. Yeah. So what's that story for you? Carolina, what happened?
We decided we wanted to do a photo op in the little ponds between the rooms. And we crawled in. Well, we walked in not realizing that they were lined with like a super slimy coating. So it turned into a Survivor episode where we literally had to like go on our hands and knees and it kept sucking us back in. It was horrific and people are walking by and seeing this and we're trying to like
reach
for each other. And it was, I think it honestly took us 20 minutes to crawl out.
And probably no alcohol too, right?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, it was one of those sober resorts.
Oh, yeah, here they do big business.
Yeah.
You know, I love that none of these stories have anything to do with booze. Never.
No.
Ever.
No.
TJ, what do we got in text?
This is a good one here from the 289. I went to Cuba with my then boyfriend who proposed at the end of the trip.
Oh, that's nice.
A couple weeks before going, I had fallen off my horse and injured my back. Ooh. I got a little too tipsy, said I was feeling fine, so we spent all day in the pool. I was also being way more active than I should have been. After dinner finished, I promptly passed out, and 2 hours later, I woke up screaming in pain.
Oh, God.
My boyfriend called the front desk, and they got a doctor to my room. They ended up giving me a huge needle in my butt for pain relief. It was the most embarrassing experience of my life, especially because I was still a little tipsy. But the bill was only $70.
Okay, so maybe I shouldn't go horseback riding. Is that what I'm
saying? Don't ride horses.
It's so romantic on the beach.
Yeah, it's going to be really romantic when you're getting a needle in your butt, too.
By myself. Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Would you buy a dog phone?
Yes.
No. A phone that lets your dog call you at work. Yes. Adam, you say no, but you shower naked with your dogs every day.
I don't shower naked with my dogs every day. I clean my dogs in the shower
every day.
And I have to go in because they kind of freak out. So
it's your favorite thing to do.
It is not my favorite thing to do.
I heard that when you first started
dating
Natalie.
Tell me about the dog phone and how ridiculously silly this is.
Researchers in Scotland and Finland teamed up to create a prototype device called the dog phone that lets your dog initiate video calls with you.
Oh.
So they put a sensor in the dog toy, and anytime the toy is shaken in the dog's mouth, or yours, presumably, you get a call. There's a screen that they can see you on and a camera so you can see them. And the researcher at the University of Glasgow came up with the idea and tested it out with her 10-year-old black lab, name of Zach, for about 3 months. She showed him how to use it, quote-unquote, and then left him alone with it for a few days. And he did call her a handful of times. She said she's not sure if he really knew what he was doing, but she did get several calls where it seemed like he did. He'd approach the screen and show her some of his toys, and then she talked to him through a speaker.
Like, I wouldn't mind that.
Right?
Reggie giving me a call?
No.
He gets scared.
He doesn't, though. You are projecting your feelings on your dog. And can we just get back? Dogs used to just be dogs, man. Can they just be dogs? Like, I have two dogs. I love dogs. But I don't.
No, I heard.
I don't need to call my dog in the middle of the day. It's fine.
No, because you guys are gonna shower together later. So
no.
Maybe your dog needs to call you in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
If they take a big stretch and you don't say big stretch, did it really happen?
Dog people, stop being weird. Everybody else thinks.
Triple nine, double nine. If Adam hates his dogs.
Wow. Ontario's digital IDs are getting delayed until next year.
Uh-huh.
And here's why.
No way.
In case you're a little bit behind on this, Ontario is moving forward with a digital identity program. So basically, it can go into your Apple Wallet on your phone.
Okay.
And they do say that when it's launched, people are going to be able to prove who they are both online and in person. And it's going to have built-in safety features that are aimed to protect your privacy and personal info. But it got delayed because of the Verify Ontario app, the thing that scans QR codes to prove vaccination status. Billie Eilish is going to be hosting and performing on SNL next month, December 11th. It's going to mark her first time hosting the show. She, of course, performed back in 2019 when her album, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, came out. And it was very exciting for everybody. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Thank you, TJ.
You're very
thanks,
welcome,
TJ.
Adam.
Hey,
thanks, TJ.
Thank you. Dog people are weird. We got to stop this.
Stop.
That's enough.
Now, Friday Face-Off. Do you know what that is? Well, we're going to do an Adele-themed Friday Face-Off next. After Taylor Swift, it's Blank Space. Virgin Radio. Space.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There comes a time in every relationship where you get to the pondering stage. And TJ discovered that that's where producer Leah and her boyfriend RJ are right now. They're at the pondering stage.
The hypotheticals.
Yeah.
Things get a little weird then.
Would you still love me if I lost all my front teeth?
Yes.
Mm.
Would you still love me if my hair was upside down?
Mm. Would you still love me if I had paws instead of feet?
So you were having, were you actually having this conversation? And it's pillow talk, but it's the worst kind.
Yeah. It's no longer like lovey-dovey stuff. It's like, how far would you really go with me?
Yeah.
You know,
you really want this?
Yeah, do you really? Mm-hmm. My question wasn't that crazy because I'm just introducing it.
Okay.
Right. So my question was, would you love me if I shaved off all my hair?
It's a good start.
Because that is a possibility. Not that I'm thinking about it, but maybe.
You look cool with the shaved head.
He would.
You got to get weirder. What did he say?
Well, I think he's still thinking about it. Like, he didn't give me a straight up answer.
He didn't answer. How did he answer? Did he sidestep it?
Well, he was like, is this something that you're planning to do? So the hypothetical was becoming literal, and he wasn't jiving with
it. He doesn't know how to play the game.
No, I don't think he knows the game.
The answer is always yes.
Yes, it's always yes.
Now, tell him. you can imagine, knowing Jax the way you do, that she asks some weird questions.
I do, and my girlfriend hates when I ask these questions. I had asked her if she would love me if I had puppy paws as feet. Aww. And I have asked her if she would love me if I laid eggs. And she wanted to know more about it, and I didn't have answers for her.
Wow.
But I love asking. I love the hypothetical game. Because yeah, I like fun. Getting weird because it's for my... I like getting weird and dark because it's for my own pleasure. Like, it's fun. Yeah. TJ, you're the exact same way.
Yeah. The other day, I asked Val if she would still love me if I slithered everywhere like a snake.
What?
Like, I never walked. I just would slither.
You showed me on the floor. It was funny.
I did. Yeah,
it was funny.
I was dirty ground.
Is he a good slitherer?
Yeah. He is. You know what? His body was made to slither.
Because I'm long.
Yeah.
I was built for slithering.
You ever asked Natalie any hypotheticals?
Yeah, like this? Adam.
No.
What's wrong with you
guys? Is Adam really in love then if he's not playing the hypothetical game?
I can't. I honestly was like, I hope I can bring a story to the story time here, but I can't. Like, I've just never.
Does she do it with you?
No. Maybe does that make us weird? Like, I feel like we're... Things you guys are all looking at me now. Yeah. I don't know what...
Everything okay at home?
Yeah, things are wrong.
I just... We don't really ask each other that because I think we just know.
I can't imagine because you guys love to smoke weed. I can't imagine that. You're not just sitting home being
very
like,
good
hey,
point.
Yeah. Would you love me? You got to get different strains.
Okay, so this is what we do.
Yeah.
When we sit at home and we'll share a joint or do an edible or something like that. And what we end up doing is we'll do something silly like watch like Muppet Treasure Island. This weekend.
Oh, that's really cute.
This weekend we're going to watch the Winnie the Pooh Christmas special.
Cute.
Would you still love me if I looked like Eeyore?
Yeah.
But in all honesty, what we do when we do that is we just kind of get obnoxiously sappy with each other and tell each other how much we love each other. And
that's stupid.
Better.
Guys,
no, that one might be better.
I wonder, Leah and TJ, if we're the ones that are on the rocks.
Yeah.
No. I stand by the slithering question.
I'm having a hard time relating to the three of you right now,
really?
And I love you all. But if you can relate to TJ, Jax, and producer Leah, and the hypothetical question?
Hypothetical
like,
game.
Yeah. Say that I had smelly breath forever. Would you still
That's
love
not
me?
Weird enough.
No. Is it not?
Yeah,
it's kind of gross, deeper. Actually. That
yeah,
one.
It is. Yeah, I
would
like
to know what
like
questions you have seriously asked, and what questions have seriously been answered. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. 999-999 to text. Stance!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever get into those hypothetical questions, conversations with your partner? Like, would you still love me if I lost all my money and decided I didn't want to work anymore and spend all your money? Like, you get a really hypothetical. Yeah. And I also refuse to brush my teeth. Bad breaths of serious.
Yeah, they always add on what you agree. Yeah, of course I would. And they're like, and I have a pet giraffe and you have to walk it. Yeah. Like, well, then no.
I have wings.
Yeah, I have wings.
I have fins.
But they don't work.
What hypotheticals did you get into 999-999 TJ?
From the 905, this one's from Jackie. Hey guys, love your show. Weirdest question I've ever been asked would be, would you still love me if I acted like an anteater?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's a Jax level question
funny.
Right there.
If you had to say, because they have like trunks, right?
Right.
That's funny. That's funny. That's funny to think about. That's a funny image.
Michelle's going to be careful. Jack's about to risk it all.
Yeah.
Michelle hates this game.
Does she?
Yeah. She's like, stop doing this. It's getting weird.
She's too logical.
I know that she would say no to this, but I just wish that you could get to know Jack's girlfriend, Michelle, because she is one of my favorite people.
She's so
funny. She's so much fun, but very like, not quiet, but she's like, she's going to watch you first before she says anything.
She observes
you. Yeah. Saucy, man. Yeah. Love it.
This one's from Alex in the 416. A few nights ago, before falling asleep, my girlfriend asked me if I would still love her if she could only eat bugs. I seriously had to think about
question.
It.
Valid question. What if?
Well, I mean, you know, dietary restrictions are always a strain on relationships. Yeah.
Well, they're also saying that's where it's going, right?
No, they aren't.
Yeah, they actually they are. They're saying that that's where human protein is going to come from later in the century.
Spider milk is apparently a big trend. It's not even a joke.
No.
Jax, would you still love me if I drank spider milk?
I'm not ending the week talking about spider milk. I'm not.
Jax, would you love me if I milked spiders for a living?
Oh, yeah.
If I was a spider milking expert?
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's got to milk those spiders.
Suddenly, I hate this game. Suddenly, I hate
it. I'm the spider milkers part of Ontario will advertise on the radio.
And I wear skinny jeans while I do it.
They would never. None of this would ever happen.
Last text from the 519. My boyfriend and I love hypotheticals for a long car ride.
All right.
We usually play it like this or like that. So the would you rather game.
Okay.
Like, would you rather slither like a snake for the rest of your life or lay eggs? Then you have to justify your answers.
Well, I didn't get your answer, Val's answer. When you did say, would you still be with me if I slithered instead of walked? What did she say?
Oh, she left me for even asking.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Want to own a castle in Mississauga?
Yes.
Yes.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Oh, good bet.
Nailed it. It's listed for $4.5 million. It's on 1357 Mississauga Road, and I guess in the neighborhood it's well known. It has everything from grumpy gargoyles to secret passageways. There are murals, stained glass windows, figures carved into wood, and they say that dragons in particular are a recurring theme. Picture a haunted house. Yep, that's exactly what it looks like. The home boasts 5 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms. And Adam, you always bring a good point with these creepy looking houses.
Well, I mean, they look great during the day, and a real estate agent will always put that up there. But, you know, they've got the dark wood and the gargoyles and the stained glass, and I feel like they're a horror movie waiting to happen. Like, think about it. If you're hungry in the middle of the night and you're stepping down and you're in your underwear and you're going down to the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's down your big winding staircase.
Very specific.
That's where I go to the kitchen. It's better than, listen, you walk to the kitchen naked because you're sleeping.
I have a sleepwalking problem, Adam.
I walk awake in my underwear. Okay?
So in the middle of the night when you're getting a snack, you wear underwear. But when you're bathing your dogs and you're in the shower with them, you're naked.
That's right. And also, this house probably has ghosts.
Low
That's
blow,
my point.
I like it. That was a low blow, and I like it.
You guys are just lashing out because you're wrong.
Got him.
Keep it going, Teej.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have officially gone public with PDA. Kind of. The internet's losing their mind because they were pictured holding hands. There's another thing that they did that I think is a bigger deal, and it's that Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, Flava Flav, and Kris Jenner all posted a Instagram photo together, and it's the most bizarre and chaotic thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I don't hate it. I don't hate any of this.
Good for them. Yeah. Whatever. Go have fun.
They seem happy.
Adele's new album's out today.
Time.
Virgin Radio is going to be doing a listening party of the album at 7 o'clock tonight, right here on this very radio station. And that's What's Trending. I'm TJ.
Just in case you didn't know, live rent free. Chanel was our big winner this morning. I just want to rewind and play it for you. Chanel, congratulations. You are living rent free.
Yeah! Thank you guys so much.
Tell us about your life. Tell us what this does for you.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. This helps out a great deal. I actually just moved in October.
Wow.
To be closer to my son's school.
Okay, yeah.
So this really helps me out more than you guys know. This is amazing.
And you know what's so cool about this? Is first off, Chanel deserves it. Second, you get to continue winning because every Friday we're going to be giving away a day off. 4-day work week has started on 99.9 Virgin Radio as of Monday. What's this mean? Well, it's your opportunity to win $250 to get to take the day off. We'll pay for it.
Chill out.
And there's a big draw. 99.9virginradio.ca for details.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.